Once more, continuing my rant about Movie World, and I stress this is the rant of someone who loves the place. It's my favourite theme park in all of Queensland, probably all of Australia, although I haven't been to Fox Studios, which I think, is that even a theme park? I'm not sure. But yeah, Movie World obviously is going to have stuff about the movies, that is, the story universes of the movies. But surely there should be stuff there about filmmaking, even if it's simplified to the point of stupidity and Hollywoodized and made it really popcorn and dumb. But surely there should be some stuff there about filmmaking. And there used to be stuff there like that. There used to be something called the Studio Tour, which sometimes had as part of it an actual tour of the studios. I can understand why they got rid of that. I mean, the studios spend most of their time, it has to be said, unfortunately, empty. There's only so many times you can drive people around pointing at empty studios and saying that's a studio and this or that film was shot there. Nothing's in there at the moment, sorry. Before people stop attending that sort of thing. But they also had another part of the display, which was much more stage-managed, where they would get members of the audience to dress up as Superman and walk along a ledge and things like that, and you'd see the chroma keying being done in real time. They had miniatures from the film Memphis Belle, well, I think most of them were recreations, miniatures from the film Memphis Belle, you know, World War II bombers, and they'd show you how that would work, and they'd get an audience member in there, and they'd even get audience members up on a stage, a makeshift Foley stage, and get them to perform Foley sound effects after having only seen the video once. Now, there was no attempt made to edit that together into a story and, you know, present that for people to buy. I mean, if people are willing to cough up whatever it is, $20, I think, for a digital photo of themselves screaming on a roller coaster, surely they'd be willing to cough up $30 or even $40 for a burned DVD of footage that was put together as they went through the tour. Now, again, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I would attend things like that. And drag along people I know to things like that. But maybe the vast majority of people go to Movie World for movie-themed roller coasters and nothing else. My wife wants me to also to mention that why is there no chemist at Movie World? People spend the whole day there. And as far as I can see, there's nowhere to buy headache pills, tissues, wipes, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying there should be a dispensing chemist there, although I'm sure that'd be handy, but, you know, just your basic hole-in-the-wall chemist. Maybe not times like today. We went on a Tuesday outside of school holidays, so although it was quite busy, there were almost no queues, and maybe on a day like today, they wouldn't have the chemist open. I mean, they do that anyway with most of the shops. Many of the food serving areas, such as the Dirty Harry Bar, stop serving it, including, you know, coffee and tea at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So they could do something similar with a chemist. That's just the small fry stuff. I think, actually, if there was enough critical mass, and I have a vague memory that when it first opened, they did try to do this kind of thing, where it would be open at night time. Rick's Cafe would be open. You'd have themed parties, Casablanca parties, although I don't know if the young people even know what Casablanca is in terms of it being a film. But you could do something similar with other areas. I think the only thing left of that now is on Halloween. Either just before or just after Halloween, they have a sort of a Halloween party at night at Movie World, which people are invited to. It sounds to me like it's just business as usual, just nighttime, and people are encouraged to wear costumes. Although how that works on some of the rides, I'm not too sure. So, and again, maybe the reason they've restricted it down to just special events like that, along with the occasional corporate event, is because people just didn't show up at nighttime. But I wonder, if this is a case of if you build it, they will come. If Movie World or some other theme park committed itself to just taking it that next step, where people could actually immerse themselves in a kind of all-day and all-night role-play, would word spread and would it eventually be a success?